Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin?
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Radio. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the Office of the Governor and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the Greene County Cultural Fund, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC monthly supporters, whose generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Brian of Hollowville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to Lost Worlds in Distant Places. I'm Alice. I will be your host. I am your host of this meditative, collaborative radio experience that I will be taking you on for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Hope your Friday evening has been magical, despite it all. I'm grateful to be here with you on WGXC, and I'm so grateful that you're here with me. Lost Worlds and Distant Places will be different every time. It will always be some kind of journey. And it will always be made with found sound, field recordings, and listener submissions. So with that being said, thank you to everyone who submitted, and let me use your sounds to weave them into this piece. At the conclusion of the 30 minutes, I will be letting you know who everyone was that submitted. So I thought for today's episode, we would start with some calls, just kind of get a vibe check, see where everyone's at tonight, see what we're all thinking about, and then I thought we could go somewhere together. I'm not quite sure where we will go yet, but we're along for the ride together. We'll just ride the waves and see where they take us. If you'd like to call, listeners, you can do so. You can join me here in Lost Worlds by dialing the number 929-324-7683. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, while we wait, I'll let you know what I've been thinking about, which are signals. I've been thinking about signals. How they're everywhere, how they're everything, in a way. And I've actually been reading about them on Wikipedia. So, I'm going to share a paragraph from Wikipedia while we wait for some calls. In nature, signals can be actions done by an organism to alert other organisms, ranging from the release of plant chemicals to warn nearby plants of a predator, to sounds or motions made by animals to alert other animals of food. Signaling occurs in all organisms, even at cellular levels, with cell signaling. Signaling theory in evolutionary biology proposes that a substantial driver for evolution is the ability of animals to communicate with each other by developing ways of signaling. In human engineering, signals are typically provided by a sensor, and often the original form of a signal is converted to another form of energy using a transducer. For example, a microphone converts an acoustic signal to a voltage waveform, and a speaker does the reverse. Oh, looks like we actually have our first caller. This is so exciting. I'm going to pause on reading this Wikipedia page about signals, so I hope you enjoyed that little tidbit. And I'm going to put our first caller on the air. Hi, thanks for calling. This is Lost Worlds in Distant Places. You're on the air. How's it going tonight? Okay, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Okay, I think they hung up, or we might have just lost connection, but thank you for that, listener. Unfortunately, I didn't catch your name, but I appreciate you calling in. Be well. This is Lost Worlds in Distant Places. Thanks for calling, listener. How's it going?
Good. How's it going for you?
Pretty good. Who's calling?
My name is Rachel, and...
Hi, Rachel.
I'm just calling. I was listening to this YouTube video.
Oh.
432 hertz. Frequency heals all damage of body and soul, comma, melatonin release, comma, eliminate stress.
Ooh.
And I just wanted to read a couple of these comments.
On the video?
Yes, on the YouTube video, yeah.
Okay, yeah, please.
Yeah, all right, so here's one. To all who read this and all who don't, sending you infinite peace, perfect health, abundant wealth, joyous freedom, and unconditional love. At Elizabeth Ann Wexler, 4728, from 1 year ago. Edit. So many of us feel weary. Individuals in the collective are being faced with troubling and difficult realities. Healing music like this helps us soothe our souls. Thank you. We can hold the light of hope within us as we live, think, feel through these times. I am noticing that in the comment section that individuals from all over the world have been listening to these healing sounds. This is poignant and hopeful. Becoming a conscious human being is so essential right now. May the light within us shine so that the world becomes a brighter, more caring, and humane place to live.
Well.
Oh, this one is from Meditation Melody 6868 from 1 month ago. Hey, you who stopped to read my comment. Never give up. Go ahead. Fight for your dreams. Things will come better for you. I wish you every success. Prayer hands emoji. Prayer hands emoji. Thumbs up. Okay, and I think I just have one more maybe from Aya Luzin 9899 from 6 months ago. Thanks for all your beautiful comments. May clarity replace confusion and doubts. May light replace darkness in the heart of humanity.
Wow, love. Thanks for sharing those.
Yeah, of course.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about or anything?
No, I don't think so. Just wanted to read a few of those comments.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train comes ecstasies, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet, if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity in the flush of love's light. We dare be brave. And suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free.
But unfortunately, I just can't believe it. Because there are so many people out there who cheat love. That they don't do what that, you know, poem says.
Yeah, but my answer is why it's a problem.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying to like attribute it to any particular individual. I just think that there are plenty of people who just live in fear to, you know,
Right, exactly.
So what she's saying is the capacity to love and to make yourself vulnerable is the capacity to be set free.
Because we all live in whatever that
phrases about coils of loneliness and, you know. Until what?
Well, I wouldn't think it does.
I don't know. I think it's so beautiful. I really do. I commend them for picking up. You know what?
Appreciate you joining me here tonight. I also appreciate those that are listening. I hope you're enjoying your time so far. Again, this is Lost Worlds in Distant Places, and I'm Alice, your host. I've just been taking some calls to get this journey started together. I think I'm going to take a couple more. But before I do that, I was just thinking maybe I'll read another paragraph or two from this Wikipedia page about signals before moving forward. So, let's see. Another important property of a signal is its entropy or information content. Information theory serves as the formal study of signals and their content. The information of a signal is often accompanied by noise, which primarily refers to unwanted modifications of signals, but is often extended to include unwanted signals conflicting with desired signals. The reduction of noise is covered in part under the heading of signal integrity. The separation of desired signals from background noise is the field of signal recovery, one branch of which is estimation theory. In signal processing, a signal is a function that conveys information about a phenomenon. Any quantity that can vary over space or time can be used as a signal to share messages between observers. A signal may also be defined as any observable change in a quantity over space or time, a time series, even if it does not carry information. This is Lost Worlds in Distant Places. You're on the air.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Honestly, I've been having like a pretty stressful day and like week overall. And I was talking to one of my friends about it, and they gave me your number and said I should call.
I'm calling from my landline right now.
You're calling from your landline. Do you have a cell phone?
I do, unfortunately, still have one. I'm just, like, trying to figure out how to stop using it as much as possible. Another thing I've been trying to do is read or write every day, because I feel like that helps me complete my thoughts or at least figure out where they've gone after so much time on my phone.
That's a good idea. I've been thinking about getting a flip phone again. I worry about, you know how they say your life flashes before your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
When you're dying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm worried that I'm just gonna see scrolling.
Oh, God. And that would be one of my least favorite last things to see.
Exactly. And that's been motivating me to make changes.
Whatever it takes, truly. I mean, I think one of the things that motivates me most to make changes is just like seeing how little people out in the world even make eye contact or look at each other mm-hmm. anymore.
It's all looking down.
It's all. And the more that robots are everywhere, it feels like, when will I talk to humans?
I know. Well, I'm glad that you called.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you answered. Thank you for answering. Oh, hold on just a sec. Oh, right here. Sorry. Okay.
Yes, I got that all set.
Awesome. So was it like that the tires was just like not the right size of the rim? Like, do you know what caused the leak on the side of it?
That one, I'm not sure exactly what caused it.
Okay, okay.
Something like
Sure. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. All right, you too. Wow, that was so much faster than an hour. Excuse me. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. Wow, the sunset is truly insane.
Right. What now. Does it look like?
The week.
It's true. I love to dream. I feel really grateful for dreaming.
I do too. No matter if it is something that can scare me at times, it does feel like something that another part of the world that reminds me that magic is possible and that not everything is explainable.
Yeah, like we really don't know what's going on. Yeah. Or maybe we do, but I don't.
Yeah, well, and even with like learning about scientific research related to it, like, science is part of magic.
I agree. Something else I've been trying to do is like tap in to dream world more. And I'm really interested in if we can meet in the dream.
In our dreams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, let's think about this specific place and see if we can meet there tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't had success yet.
Well, maybe we should try it sometime.
Yeah, I'd be down. Mm-hmm.
I had a teacher in high school who sometimes assigned dreaming as homework, and I feel like that was still the most intense periods of dreams I've had in my life.
What did they say?
They would just say, have a good weekend, and for our homework for this weekend, they just want you to try to dream.
Wow.
And I would leave that room thinking about it. And, you know, like all the other people that were in my class, we would like be talking about it more. And then every once in a while on a Monday, he would ask if we dreamt. And I just started to realize that the more I talked about it, the more I remembered. And the more I felt like there was somehow I could control or come back to the same thing.
Totally. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
That's a great question. I think really I just want you to know that I'm glad that you're out in the world and that you answered my phone call, and I'm glad that things like radio still exist.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're out there too, and that you felt like calling in this evening, that we got to talk. I hope you have a lovely rest of your night. So, this is our last call of the evening, and I was hoping this would happen. It looks like our last call is actually the train. And one of my favorite things about being in Lost Worlds is that all of the trains are free for everyone. So we don't have to worry about a ticket or anything. We just have to take a deep breath. And then we can go wherever we want.
As there are, and to some not, places to see, and thoughts totally oblivious for human thinking, rather inconceivable, the beauty lying dormant that can be aroused and made to live. So it is with you, a butterfly of life, with qualities only known by great artists of the past. Who could do you justice in a portrait depicting beauty only once in a lifetime experienced? You. This episode of Lost Worlds and Distant Places with me, Alice, your host. We're here on WGXC. Thank you so much for having me and tuning in. That episode was called A Signal is a Sign. I had so much fun, and I hope you did too. Again, Lost Worlds and Distant Places is made with found sound, field recordings, and listener submissions. I couldn't have created that piece without everyone's submissions, so thank you so much to Shoshana, Agnes, Hannah, Colleen, Jesse, Ember, Steph, Elliot, and Lynn, who either submitted, participated in some way, or helped me in general. If you'd like to submit to future episodes or have any feedback, you can email me at silkyflowers at